From when we get up to when we sleep, each day is a gift from you we keep. Good or bad, until the day is done, whatever happens, we will follow God's Son. Good evening. It's time for bed. Are you feeling sleepy yet? It's been a long day, hasn't it? In a little bit, we'll hear our bedtime story for today. It's about how God can forgive anyone, even those who have made some bad choices. But before that, I wonder, have you had a good day? A bad day? Or perhaps it was both? Let's spend some time talking with your adult about your day. It's always a good idea to talk about what's happened to you. Here are some questions to help you get started. What was the best thing that happened to you today? And what was the worst thing that happened to you today? Talk together, or you can have a think by yourself about these things, and you can pause the podcast to do this if you would like. When you're ready to carry on, you can press play again. I wonder what your day was like. Before we hear our story, let's pray to God using our special bedtime prayer. And if you know the words, join in with me. Father God, we thank you that each day is a good gift from you. We thank you for the good things that have happened today. We give to you the bad things that have happened today. Please help us to give you any sadness, worry, or anger we have felt today. Thank you for being with us all day and when we fall asleep. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for a bedtime story. Are you ready too? Lovely. Today's story is about how God can forgive anyone, even those who have made bad choices. A long time ago, there was a man called Jonah. He was one of God's messengers. It was his job to go and tell people what God was saying. One day, God said to Jonah,
"I want you to go to the city of Nineveh and tell them to stop their evil ways."
When Jonah heard this, he wasn't happy. He didn't like the people of Nineveh. He knew God was loving and forgiving and was afraid the people of Nineveh would listen to God and be forgiven. And he didn't want that to happen at all. So, instead of doing as God asked, Jonah jumped on a boat and sailed as far away from Nineveh as he could. Whilst Jonah was on the boat, God sent a big storm. It rocked the boat from side to side, and all the sailors thought they were going to drown. "God must be angry at someone on this boat," they said. Jonah knew he was the reason God was angry. And seeing that the boat was about to sink, he said, "It's me. Throw me overboard and the storm will stop." With no other option, the sailors threw Jonah into the stormy waves. As he plunged deep into the water, the storm quickly cleared up. The sailors were amazed and promised to serve God. But Jonah was still in the water and in danger. So God sent a huge fish to swallow Jonah and save him from the water. Jonah sat in the fish's belly for 3 days and three nights. He thought about what he had done and was ashamed. He prayed, "God, I'm very sorry for running away, and I'm so glad you saved me. I'm ready to do anything you want me to." So God commanded the fish to spit Jonah out onto dry land. God then told Jonah again to go to Nineveh to tell the people the message he had for them. Jonah walked through the city and told the people to stop their evil ways and to listen to God instead. Amazingly, the whole of the city listened, and everybody, even the king, said sorry to God and promised to change their ways. Jonah should have been happy, but he wasn't. He left the city and sat down to see what would happen. He still didn't like the people of Nineveh, and he didn't want them to be part of God's family. "I knew this would happen," Jonah complained to God. "I knew you were gracious and caring and full of love." God sent a plant with many leaves to grow and give Jonah shelter from the hot sun. And Jonah was pleased. But at night, God sent worms to eat up the tree until it was gone. When Jonah woke up, he was very upset because the plant was gone and he had no shelter from the hot sun. Then God said,
"Jonah, do you really care more about this plant than the people of Nineveh? They have changed their ways, and I want you to love them like I do. Anyone can be forgiven when they come to me and say sorry."
Jonah learned the hard way that God loves everyone and will always give us a chance to say sorry and change. It's really important to remember that anyone, even those who do really bad things, just like the people of Nineveh did, can turn to God for forgiveness. Well, it's time to sleep if you're not already. So, let's tuck in, get comfy, and close our eyes. And we'll finish with our rhyme. From when we get up to when we sleep, each day is a gift from you we keep. Good or bad, until the day is done, whatever happens, we will follow God's Son. Good night.